Members, please take your seats. Members of the RTM, please be seated. Thank you. Let's see what we've got. I've got a thing for counting. You have one, too. That's good. Members of the RTM, take your seats, please.
So you already know this? And this?
Yes, I did. They contacted me. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. This meeting of Westport's representative town meeting is now called to order. We welcome those who are joining us tonight in the town hall auditorium, as well as those watching us streaming live on westportconnecticut.gov, and those watching on Optimum Government Access, Channel 79, or Frontier Channel 99. My name is Velma Heller, and I'm the RTM moderator. And on my right is Colleen Tarpey, who is substituting for Jackie Fuchs this evening. Tonight's invocation will be delivered by Pete Walgast, a former RTM member and actually former chair of the RTM Finance Committee, among many other things in town. Pete, it's all yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Velma. RTM members, it's a pleasure to be here. I thought, since I do not have the credentials to make an invocation, I thought I would dwell on a few comments dealing with the history of the RTM. You are the heirs of a very distinguished group of people who have served before you, and I know you're carrying on in that tradition. My remarks for a significant part are going to come from the book that was written in the year 2000 by Woody Klein with illustrations by Miggs Burrows, which is Westport, the story of a New England town's rise to prominence. This was the first and only comprehensive, in-depth history of our town. I know the Historical Society is thinking about bringing it up to date, because it's now another 18 years have passed, and I think it would be excellent if we could have a similar history of the last 18 years. When Westport was founded in 1835, it was largely a town that was bordered on the river by Norwalk on one side and Fairfield on the other side, and our town farmers and traders felt as though they were being neglected by the two towns, and they were having to go from the Saugatuck area over to Fairfield, 6 miles, to for any business that they had to conduct, legal business. So at that time, they got the state legislature to pass legislation to form the town of Westport in 1835. And the town was formed as a town meeting type of government. By 1949, that town meeting type of government was not working very well. There were a lot of people that were coming in to the town meetings, and they were people that were representing special interests, and the other people weren't from the rest of the town, or other areas of the town were not interested enough to show up. So a lot of pressure was being brought on the leaders to pass their whatever it was that they were trying to obtain from the government. So in 1949, there were, and I'm going to read just a few short passages here. The town leaders put together a couple of referenda, and they gave the people a choice of either a representative town meeting or a town council. And the representative town meeting was going to have six districts with 250 electors in each district. So it sounds to me like there were about 1,500 voters at that point in time. And that was overwhelmingly voted on and approved by the town and approved by the state legislature as well. And the representative town meeting took place with its first session in April of 1949. This group has had quite a list of really distinguished moderators. Herb Baldwin was one of the first. He was moderator from 1951 to 57 and went on to be first selectman from 1957 to 1967. Probably the biggest accomplishment that occurred during his 10 years was the purchase of Longshore Park. And this body was very important in meeting and getting its business done fairly promptly because the owner of the park wasn't giving the town a lot of time to complete arrangements. And the RTM voted 34-0 in February of 1960 to approve the purchase of the park. And interestingly enough, Woody Klein in his book says there were 700 onlookers applauding the RTM. Now, I don't know how we would have gotten 700 people in this auditorium, but maybe they weren't meeting outside in February. Ellen Raymond was the next RTM moderator, and he went on to be chairman of the Board of Education. He became the president of what was then called the Nature Center. He was moderator of Greens Farms Congregational Church. He was president of the Y and then chairman of the Board of Trustees at the Y. So it's just a whole host of things. So many people felt when Alan passed away a couple years ago that he was Mr. Westport because he had done so much for the town over years. Ralph Scheffer was the next moderator from 1959 to 1969. And he was the longest serving moderator to that time, 10 years. He went on to be chairman of the library board and was instrumental in the building of the new library. Edwin Kahn was then the moderator for about 4 years, and he went on from there to be chairman of the Board of Finance and was very distinguished in that role. Mary Jenkins then became the first woman moderator from 1977 to 1986. Of course, we've had now three women since then, Alice Shelton, Eileen Pflug, and our distinguished moderator today, Velma Heller. Then Doug Wood was moderator from 86 to 89, and he became first selectman from 89 to 93. And Gordon Joseloff was moderator from 95 to 2005, and of course went on to be first selectman from 2005 to 2013. So a very distinguished group of moderators. Of course, we've had a lot of other very distinguished members of the RTM who did not become moderators. About 30 years ago, I was, as Velma mentioned, a member of this body and was, I guess I was chairman of Parks and Recreation Commission, and interestingly enough, I was on the Finance Committee, and we had a young lawyer who was chairman of the Finance Committee, somebody I think maybe most of you know. Ira Bloom. Ira did a fabulous job, and he taught me a lot about town government, and I was very impressed with him, but after, I don't know, about a year, he came to Doug Wood and said he had some interest in filling the opening on the board of, on the Finance Committee as chairman, on the Education Committee as chairman. It turned out he wanted to get onto the Board of Education later on, so he wanted to have those credentials, so he went on to be chairman of the Education Commission Committee of the RTM, and I replaced him for about a year as chairman of the Finance Committee. A lot of the problems that are around today are were around then. One of the things that we were looking at was the Bridge Street Bridge. And at that time, the state wanted to modernize it and put a four-lane bridge in. And it turned out that the first selectman, Artie Hoff, had promised during her campaign in 1985 to keep the bridge as it is today. And the DOT was not favorably inclined. They said if the town wanted to take over the bridge and pay for it, they would be willing to do that, but otherwise it was going to be a four-lane bridge. So it was kind of a standoff, and the Department of Transportation finally offered to the first selectman, you can have the bridge, you do all the repairs, and you're going to be responsible for the state highway 2 miles on either side. And Marty's town attorney told her that she had the right to make that deal on her own. It turned out that a group of RTM members who were on the transportation committee paid for an eminent legal scholar from the University of Connecticut who looked into the matter, and that judge or that legal scholar said that the RTM had to pass that arrangement if it was going to be approved, and there were not the votes on the RTM to do it. For one reason or another, the Department of Transportation backed off on that, and we do not own the bridge today. We're not taking care of all of that roadway. But that goes to show you that all these things come around, because we have the same kind of thing before us today. Anyway, this has been a very distinguished body in this town. Gordon Joseloff, at a celebration of 40 years in 1999, called this the most important government body in our town, and I think that's the case today. So you have a lot of responsibility, and I know all of you are up to the task, and thank you very much for serving.
Thank you so much, Pete. Wait. Pete, I wonder if you would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not over yet. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you again, Pete, for all your service. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Ms. Cady?
Here.
Mr. Mandel?
Here.
Ms. Purcell?
Here.
Mr. Tate?
Not here.
No. Mr. Keenan?
He said that he'd be absent.
Okay. Mr. Maul?
Here.
Ms. Meyer Schatz?
Here.
Mr. Phillips?
Here.
Mr. Friedman?
Here.
Ms. Gertzoff?
She said that she'd be absent.
Mr. Izzo?
Here.
Ms. Kaplan?
Here.
Mr. Colabella?
Here.
Ms. Hamlin?
Here.
Ms. Pirelli Gray?
Here.
Mr. Weezer?
Here.
Mr. Gold?
Here.
Ms. Klein?
Here.
Ms. Kramer?
Here.
Mr. Kraut?
Here.
Ms. Bram?
Here.
Mr. Bronstein?
Here.
Ms. Lyons Greenspan? Ms. Tomich?
Here.
Ms. Briggs?
Here.
Ms. Karp?
She said that she'd be absent.
Mr. Kling?
Here.
Ms. Lautenberg?
Here.
Mr. Arthurs?
Here.
Ms. Bateau?
Here.
Ms. Moriarty?
Here.
Ms. Ray?
Here.
Mr. Carey?
He said that he'd be late.
Ms. Schneeman, Ms. Soloff,
here.
And Dr. Heller.
Here. Okay, we currently have 31 people present. Is that correct?
I will let you know in one second. Okay.
It looks that way. We'll correct that. Yes? Okay. Are there any corrections to the minutes of the June meeting? If you have not had a chance to read them at this point, please let either me or Patty Strauss or Jackie Fuchs know, and we will take care of that. Thank you very much. This evening, we send birthday greetings to Jeff Weezer, Chris Tate, Wendy Bateau, and Kristen Purcell. Happy birthday, everybody. Our next RTM meeting, while we have not officially scheduled a meeting for August, I will let you know if there's any change in that. Right now, there is nothing coming forward. Should something happen that changes that, I will definitely be in touch with you and with a very strong alert so that you don't miss it. As of now, if nothing else happens, our September meeting is on September 4th. Okay? But please bear in mind that things can be subject to change, and I will be in touch should there be a change. Okay. I would like to make the first announcement, which is an unfortunate farewell to Liz Moriarty, who will be leaving us after tonight. She and her family are moving back to California. And Liz, we will miss you. We were looking forward to having you as part of the RTM for a long time, and we valued your contributions so far. And again, we wish you all the best in your next adventure. Okay, are there any other announcements? Other announcements. First, Ms. Bram, and then Mr. Mandel.
Good evening. I'm Jessica Bram, District 6. And you may have received this from Aquarian Water Company in your mailbox the last day or so. This concerns something that's taking place in District 6 on North Avenue. The Aquarian Water Company owns a piece of property where there are some antiquated or old water tanks that are insufficient, and they have a plan to put in two very large, up-to-date water tanks. They just demonstrated a need for them in the town. However, there are a group of very concerned, and I sympathize with them, and I think that they have very valid concerns that their residential street is going to become looking like living in the middle of a utility zone. And I think that they have a right to speak up, and I think it's really important. There are arguments on both sides, and the hearings are going to public hearings here are Thursday. There are going to be two of them, July 12th at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. So please invite you to come and listen and make your opinions known.
Thank you, Ms. Bram. Mr. Mandel, 32.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Mandel, RTM District 1. If there is a meeting on August 7th, I will not be attending the meeting. It'll be the third version of Tuesdays at the Train, which I anticipated wouldn't conflict with the RTM since we've never had an August meeting in the last, I don't know, how many decades. Anyway, so Tuesdays at the Train, the next one is next Tuesday night, the 17th. And again, the concept is to have commuter families come to the train station, meet their commuter, and have the commuter stay and have a wonderful time with local food, local food from restaurants, wine and beer will be served, as well as there's a band. So you should come out. It's also the idea is to have commuters change their routine and not just go home, but to spend an evening in the park with friends. So July 17th and August 7th. So I won't see you in August if we do have that meeting. New to the Chamber of Commerce is an event that's been going on for the last 10 years, but the Chamber of Commerce has taken it over. It's called the Blues, Views, and Barbecue Festival, and we are running it this year with a number of people that have been running it prior. And so we've put this together. And if you've come to any of the Supper and Souls and understand the music that we've been putting together, this version of music is wonderful. On Saturday will be mostly a funk style, and it'll be led by Carl Denson, who currently is touring with the Rolling Stones as the sax player, and he has his own band and has been touring for many years. And opening up for him will be a Sister Sparrow, along with four other bands opening up for them. And on Sunday, it's more of a blues feel, and the headliner is the Fantastic Negrito, and they won Best New Blues Album last year, so they won a Grammy Award. So we have some really fine music that will be out there. New this year will also be the entire Imperial lot will be used for the second stage and a third stage for children. So it's going to be an expanded version of what the Blues Reason Barbecue is going to be. So come on out. You'll hear much more about it, but buy your tickets now so we know that we have people coming, and tickets are currently on sale and they're moving quickly. So get out there and buy your tickets, but you'll hear more from me about this in the future. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mandel. Any further announcements? Yes, Ms. Kaplan, and then Ms. Talmadge.
Hi, everyone. Amy Kaplan, District 3. I just want to remind you all that this weekend coming up is Westport's Fine Arts Festival, which has been going on in downtown Westport for almost 50 years or possibly more, a long time. And so it's on Main Street, Church Lane, and Elm Street this year. I hope you all come down and support this great local event. And while you're down there, come and see me in my booth in front of Vineyard Vines.
Thank you. Ms. Talmadge.
I just wanted to let everyone know about, excuse me, Family Fun Day. Saturday at the Wakeman Town Farm, we'll have all kinds of games and Olympic farmyard games. And the Astronomy Society will be there, along with barbecue and all kinds of other activities. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Hamlin.
Kristen Hamlin, RTM District 4. I just thought it was important for the RTM to acknowledge the passing last week of a really wonderful and special Westporter, Barbara Van Orden, who had served this community for more than a decade on the Westport Historical Society. I think the speaker touched a little bit on some of the wonderful work that the Westport Historical Society does, such as the book by Woody Klein, which goes into the soft opening of Westport in 1648 with the Bankside Farmers. And that's the kind of history of this beautiful town that people like Barbara Van Orden have brought to bear with her more than a decade worth of work as one of the unsung heroes at the Westport Historical Society. So I thought it was important for our committee to acknowledge Barbara and all of her good work, and to thank her family, who still lives here on Thomas Avenue, for giving up so much of her free time for the benefit of the whole town.
Thank you.
We'll miss her.
Any other announcements? Okay. Given none, we'll proceed with item one of the call. Would the secretary please read item one?
To take such action as the meeting may determine upon the recommendation of the Board of Finance and a request by the Director of Operations to approve an appropriation in the amount of $350,000 to the capital and non-recurring account for the purchase of land use permitting software to replace the current independent land use software with a unified townwide system.
Presenting for the administration is Sarah Harris, Director of Operations.
Thank you. Sarah Harris. Thank you all for allowing me to present on the town's request to purchase land use permitting software. If it's okay, I'd like to go through the purpose, the vendor selection process, and the financial and operational impacts of the software. As you may be aware, last fall there was an audit done on the land use permitting process with a total of 54 discrete recommendations into the process. I understand that the audit was a long time coming, and no more time could possibly pass without some specific improvements made to this process. Two of the bigger priorities outlined in the audit included implementing a unified land use permitting software, as well as customer service enhancements throughout the process. So I'd like to specifically talk about the software, which in general is going to provide a more holistic approach to land use permitting within the town. For internally, there will be efficiencies, improving the current existing siloed workflow, taking a paper-based process and bringing that towards automation and integration with hardware and software. Externally, It will improve the user experience by allowing citizens to log on to a platform, create an account, submit an application, and be guided through the requirements that they need based off of the work that they want to do and the location of their property, accessing GIS records and state and local regulations. It will improve turnaround times into obtaining land use permits, and most importantly, eliminate what we call the black hole anxiety that many of you might have heard regarding the land use process, where you submit an application and often don't know where exactly your application is, which department it's with, what is holding it up, is it the contractor, is it the town. It's going to take that whole process and really make it more transparent to the user and more efficient internally. Issuing land use permits is a huge part of what goes on here in Town Hall. In 2017, there were 5,000 land use permits issued, and over $2,130,000 was collected. So when we talk about our growing grand list here in Westport, it's really going to the heart of issuing construction permits and land use permits such as these, and this is a first step towards using technology to improve that experience and show that the town is in support of continued improvements to our properties here in town. So going on to the software selection process, we started off by looking at vendors who were selected by the Capital Region COG as preferred land use permitting softwares for the state. And in comparing that with the requirements set out in the audit and what was suggested that the town needs to improve, I quickly realized with the help of our IT director that those two vendors were not going to meet the needs of the town of Westport. So we decided to go out with a public bid, a full RFP process. We had five respondents. One was deemed unqualified, one dropped out because they couldn't meet the qualifications, and another just couldn't do what we really would need to be done. And if had we had chosen a vendor who couldn't meet those requirements in the audit, I probably would be here again in another year or two because the process wouldn't be fixed. The audit also recommended that we do test script scenarios, which allowed vendors to come in and show us how their software would work with an address here in Westport so that the land use staff could actually visualize using the software. That actually proved to be very difficult for the vendors. So that was obviously a big part of how we chose the vendor who we have selected, as well as I did a full financial and functional analysis comparing all of the vendors, pricing, hours, criteria such as number of employees, size of the company, number of installations they've done, training approach, software scalability, and any other local implementations that we could draw on for a reference. I gave a scoring system, and I identified with the help of the land use staff that Acela and ZIT, which is Acela's implementation partner, were the recommended vendors. Acela is an industry expert in licensing, permitting, and regulatory solutions. States and the major cities in America and actually across the globe use Acela for land use permitting. They have over 2,000 systems installed across the world with 500 employees. They are the only vendor who correctly responded to our request for a test script scenario. They met all 365 software features that were requested in the RFP. Those were requested, not required. So we still were able to get a good pool of applicants showing applicants who could meet all of the requirements and applicants who could not, so we still gave a fair comparison. They responded the best to all of the 19 audit recommendations that spoke to the actual software. They're scalable with modules that the town can add on in the future. And just in talking about the future of government and citizens' desire to be in touch with town staff and know what's going on and utilize technology to talk with the town and the town's ability to be reactive, I felt that Acela is really a 21st century company with new products coming up in the short term, such as solar permitting, complaint response management, data management, lots of other modules that the town could consider adding on if all goes well. ZIT, their implementation partner, was chosen by Acela as the partner who has the most experience in the Northeast with the best price and best quality. And they've done many implementations in the Northeast region. We've called one of their local references is Ellington, Connecticut, which has recently gone on to Acela by way of a merger, not necessarily starting from the ground up like we would be doing here in Westport. And they had nothing but great reviews. And I've even been told we could use the same staff that Ellington used. They were very happy with them. We also did a site visit out to Framingham, Mass, where the system has been in place for some time, and we've nothing but great reviews. So going on to the pricing component, the total software implementation is $170,000, which seems, based off of the response to the RFP, is a moderate point. The rate is $120 an hour for $1,400 hours of implementation. The other vendors were either double the price or half the price as far as the annual subscription is referred to. So Acela has an annual software price of $105,000, which seems to be consistent and, again, right in the middle. All vendors assumed that the town would make investments into our hardware. That's just an assumption that they were all making. So included in the capital request for this is hardware, 20 mobile devices, 5 large touch screen monitors for plan review, and a scanner for the health district and the building department. The iPads or mobile devices are really for internal productivity so that staff can take all that data that they now have automated and use that on the field and be able to do the most efficient inspection and not have to go back and forth and bring papers back and go back to their desk and log on and fill in information. Whereas the touchscreen monitors are really a feature for the public. Just getting rid of the requirement to travel with large pieces of paper and show your plans and unfold them and carry multiple copies through multiple departments. Now you'd just be able to put in a flash drive and open up your plan on a large screen and go through the plan review with the staff here in Town Hall. So what happens, like as I mentioned, an annual subscription cost of $105,000, that's actually a net cost of $65,000. We currently have a software cartograph that the Planning and Zoning Department and Public Works uses, which we will be expiring. We are adding more licenses to that, 24 more licenses, so that now all of the land use staff, which are the 5 departments, Conservation, Health District, Planning and Zoning, Public Works, and the Building Department, will all be on. There is also an additional cost. Acela is $2,100 annual licensing cost versus $1,650 for cartograph per person. So in year one, the town will continue to pay the cartograph and Acela's annual fee of $105,000. So that's how we're arriving at your, I believe everyone has the form with approximately $350,000 total. So the timeline going forward, I would hope that we could have the software implemented by April. The vendor suggests a 8-month full implementation. In the meantime, I've been looking very closely at staffing within the land use and what, not necessarily staffing, but what staff are doing and how, so that I'm able to say how their workload improves and how they're able to spend their time more wisely. So I'm looking at the amount of time they're spending on permitting and hoping that we can assess once the software is in place and be able to say how much time has been saved. So at this point, we're really going into uncharted territories with new job responsibilities and departments working together, departments that in the past have not worked together, so I can't commit to any savings at this point, aside from the cartograph, but our goal here is really to have a more efficient process and a better client experience. So in conclusion, I just want to say that the town is committed for this to be a successful implementation, and with the right tools in place, this software is going to set the stage and the mindset that we are going to change things, and this is a big culture shift, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Harris. At this point, we have a report from the Finance Committee. Yes. Mr. Bronstein. Thank you.
Good evening. Seth Bronstein, RTM District 6. Sarah did an excellent job. There's a lot of information here that we digested in a meeting of the Finance Committee back on June 26th. At that meeting were myself, Jeff Weezer, Kathy Talmadge, Christine Myers-Schatz, Lauren Soloff, and Lee Arthurs. The only things that I would add, and maybe just reinforce to a certain extent, is that this is an important step forward for the town in really increasing the efficiency internally. One of the things that came out in our meeting was that this will integrate three separate and distinct databases that are currently being maintained across the town, across actually five different departments. So we will go to a cloud-based system that will be paperless, and I think over time will greatly enhance the productivity of each of the employees in those different departments that will be utilizing the software. As a second and not inconsequential benefit, there will be a significant enhancement to the customer service element for people who are actually filing permits for the town, you know, for various land use requests. So as Sarah mentioned, you know, you show up at town hall, you put your paperwork in, and then it is a somewhat unknown process from that point forward until you get to the terminal point. This will allow you as a resident to track the progress of your request on a real-time, transparent basis electronically. So I think that this is a great leap forward for the town. One other thing that I might just mention to reinforce what Sarah said about the implementation step here. This company, ZIT, has actually done this over 800 times. So that was one of the things that had come up when we discussed it, was sort of, you know, how well assured can we be that this will run smoothly, on budget, on time. And I think it's, you know, without question that we've chosen the right people from a software standpoint, but also, as importantly, from an implementation standpoint. And I think that really are the only incremental points that would add to what Sarah said. I would add that our committee did vote unanimously, and I think we could probably open up to any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bronstein. We also have a report from IT. Mr. Mandel.
Matthew Meadow, RTM District 1, acting as the acting chair since Charles was late due to his train being delayed. So a very short meeting. Mostly what we got was we're looking at a process in town that brings in $2.13 million in revenue each year. And this is a technology deployment which will provide solutions to aid our business procedures. And a very short meeting. It was a 3-0 in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mandel. Are there any members of the Westport electorate who would like to address this item? Mr. Marpey.
Good evening. Jim Marpey, First Selectman. I just want to add my voice to those of the committee chairs that are here, that I encourage you and ask for your positive vote in support of the acquisition of this software and the software implementation. I want to add that our various land use departments, as you heard reiterated, building, planning and zoning, conservation, the Westport Health District, and who did I forget? Conservation and Public Works, engineering. All of these departments do an excellent job of what they're doing. This is the opportunity, though, and something that I've tried to focus on since I've been in office, to kind of knock down what are natural silos that exist, and that there's nothing bad in that. That's just a natural function of individual responsibilities. But here's an opportunity to integrate something that's very important to this town. We face challenges around keeping our grand list growing, keeping Westport attractive to people who want to move here, want to improve the housing situation they may have, and that's all about land use and making sure that that's as efficient and effective as possible and that people know where they are. And this is an important step in moving in that direction so that people feel that the town cares about what they want to accomplish, whether it's on the commercial side or the residential side. So with that in mind, this is an important step in making not only efficiencies happen, but also the effectiveness and the kind of response to our residents and our property owners that they expect from a town the quality of Westport. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Are there any other members of the electorate who would like to address this issue? Members of the electorate? Seeing none, is there a resolution? Mr. Weiser.
Resolved that upon the recommendation of the Board of Finance and a request by the Director of Operations, the sum of $350,000 from the capital non-recurring account for the purchase of land use permitting software to replace the current independent land use software with the unified townwide system is hereby appropriated.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to address the resolution just read. Are there any RTM members who would like to address this item? Mr. Gold.
Peter Gold, RTM District 5. I think it's a good system, and I'm all in favor of it. I just have a quick question. Land use permits. What is a land use permit? Is it just construction, or is it, for example, if you need a permit for a sign, or is it for a temporary sign like Chip Stevens is going around removing? Are all those types of permits going to be in it as well, or just building permits?
Will you come to the mic, please, Ms. Harris?
Yes, it's building permits issued by the building department, health district permits such as septic work that's being done on planning and zoning permits, conservation, wetlands issues.
So planning and zoning, for example, you need a permit to have an outdoor display of...
Could you talk into the mic, please?
I'm sorry. You need a permit for an outdoor display of merchandise because I'm having a dispute with a particular merchant about that in my district. Would that type of permit be in the system?
As long as it's a permit. Yes, it's a permit.
It would be. Mary's saying yes. Okay. So this is going to be prospective only then. You're not going to go back and put in all the old records.
No.
Okay. So there would be no way for me to go in online to go in and see if this particular person actually got the right permits. I'd have to still come down to town hall for that.
We are not planning on scanning all records right now. Whatever's automated will be...
It's prospective only.
Right.
All right. So once you get it going, if I wanted... obviously, the person who's applying for the permit can go in and see what happens.
Could you speak right into the mic, Mr. Gold?
I thought I was. I'm sorry. Obviously, the person who's applying for the permit can go in and see. Can anybody else go in and see what's going on as well?
So... that's a module that the company does offer if that's what's decided, that we would like to give the public access to all of the information or some of the information. We have that ability, but we haven't gone into the implementation and some of those decisions as of yet.
Okay, I think that would be a good idea to do. And the last question, I've had substantial experience implementing large human resources record-keeping systems, and they always run over. Are your fees capped? I know you estimated 1,400 hours, but if it goes over, is the fee capped?
So currently, yes. If we stay within the scope, there we do have that flexibility.
It goes.
And, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Ms. Bateau.
Wendy Bateau, District 8. So I also think this is seems to have the ability to provide a great service to our residents, and I would hope to our staff as well. Is there any way that our staff will be limited from giving personal service now or in the future that they aren't able to give now or that they are able to give now? Sorry. In other words, now that we're using software, are people going to still be able to get personalized service?
Yes, as we...
Sarah, would you please re-announce your name?
Sure. Sarah Harris, Operations Director. Yes, as we roll out the software, we would not just abandon the current process of providing service. We are still here to help people through the process. The goal would be at some point to encourage more people to use the software than are coming into town, but we still will offer the assistance.
Thanks. Another question... So it's $105,000 per year subscription, which nets out to be $65,000. That's per year, so we're looking forward to an extra $65,000 each year. Okay. And I also noticed in the material you gave us that perhaps another staff person is going to be required. It said a technologist you might have to hire. Is that the case? That was in the material that we were sent?
No, there is no plan to hire any new staff. We will be looking at the functions of the existing staff and trying to determine strengths and weaknesses and who could be sort of super users of the software who can train other staff. And so we will be looking closely at how the staff adopt to the software, but there's no plan to hire anyone.
Okay, thanks.
Any other members of the RTM? Ms. Ray.
Carlo Ray, District 8. As many of you know, I was part of the Planning and Zoning Commission at one point of my life for many years. And this is very, very good idea, and it's very necessary because many people go through the process, they do the application, they have no idea if they was approved, if there was a CO, if they got to go to the building department, or if the P&Z office has the record. This would be a way for the consumer to really get in there and see everything. So I think it's a great idea. Thank you for thinking of it, and thank you for the wonderful presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Ray. Any other members of the RTM who would like to address this? Seeing none, we are voting on, are we ready for the question? Any questions? No more. We're voting on the following resolution. Resolve that upon the recommendation of the Board of Finance and a request by the Director of Operations, the sum of $350,000 from the capital and non-recurring account for the purchase of land use permitting software to replace the current independent land use software with a unified townwide system is hereby appropriated. All in favor, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The vote is unanimously in favor of this. The resolution passes. We have 32 members present who all voted for this. Okay. Thank you very much for your presentation, Sarah. Okay, will the secretary please read item 2 of the call?
To take such action as the meeting may determine upon the recommendation of the RTM Library, Museum, and Arts Committee in accordance with Section C-34-1 of the Town Charter to make appointments to fill 2 vacancies, appoint 1 member, and reappoint 1 member to serve as trustees to the Westport Library.
And presenting for this particular item will be Ms. Briggs.
Brandy Briggs, District 7. For those of you that are new, the library, since they get funding from the town, the RTM gets to pick half of the board members that serve for the Library Board of Trustees. And so this year we had to appoint three new people and one reappointment. We met on two different mornings and interviewed a bunch of people, all very talented and qualified. This year the library, since they're kind of getting through their final phases of the major fundraising, they were more looking for strategic planning, areas of marketing, as long as some fundraising. So the three people we picked all have extensive experience in that area. None could be with us tonight because they actually have their board orientation tonight, so they are not here. They will all be appointed to four-year terms. The committee went into executive session to do the interviews, but then voted to go out of executive session to do the vote. Lee Arthurs made a motion and Amy Kaplan seconded to recommend that Siobhan Hong, Jeremy Price, and Scott Benowitz be appointed to the Library Board of Trustees, and the committee voted unanimously. And then Charles Carey made a motion, and Wendy Beto seconded that Jonathan Kunitz be reappointed to a second term on the Library Board of Trustees. So I hope all you will all support them. We really worked hard on this. It was a tough decision, but I think they ended up with three really great people. And as a side note, the library board had to pick one member this year, and it is Pat Weezer, Jeff's wife. And she gave a great interview. So they ended up with four great new people.
Thank you very much. So we had kind of a combination of the RTM committee and the presentation itself for this particular item. Are there any members of the Westport electorate who would like to address this item? Members of the Westport electorate? Seeing none, are we ready for a resolution? Mr. Weezer.
Resolved that upon the recommendation of the RTM Library, Museum, Art, and Arts Committee, in accordance with Section C-34-1 of the Town Charter, the appointments of Siobhan Hong, Jeremy Price, and Scott Benowitz, and the reappointment of Jonathan Kunitz to serve as trustees of the Westport Library, each for a four-year term beginning July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2022, are hereby approved.
Second. Resolution has been moved and seconded. Are there any RTM members who would like to address this item? Any RTM members? Seeing none, are we ready for the question? Seems we are. We are voting on the following resolution, that upon the recommendation of the RTM Library, Museum, and Arts Committee, and in accordance with Section C-34-1 of the Town Charter, the appointments of Siobhan Hong, Jeremy Price, Scott Benowitz, and the reappointment of Jonathan Kunitz to serve as trustees of the Westport Library, each for a four-year term beginning July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2022, are hereby approved. All in favor, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The RTM votes unanimously, all 32, in favor of this resolution. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful evening. The meeting is now adjourned. That was pretty painless. Okay, so I have my